Welcome to the Seven Figure Practice with Gerda Muller, clinical psychologist and leading private practice success business coach and mentor to allied health professionals.
Have you been struggling to recruit psychologists into your private practice? What about recruiting occupational therapists, speech pathologists, or any other type of allied health professional? Well, guess what? You are not alone. Currently, that is the number one challenge facing private practice owners within Australia: finding clinical team members. Hey, my name is Gerda Muller. I'm a fellow psychologist and I'm also a fellow group private practice owner. So I also know all about the recruitment challenges that you guys have been experiencing. In addition, I'm also a business coach and mentor to other allied health professionals. So I know that this has been an issue right around Australia. But what I also know is that you can actually find people. We have found multiple team members at my own group private practice, the Psych Professionals, over the course of this calendar year. Similarly, clients that I work with in my private mentoring and coaching have found clinicians. So they are out there, but there is a skill to recruiting and recruiting well. So obviously the first thing people want to know about is, where do I find these people? And the thing is this, everybody knows really where to find them, right? There's those traditional places where people put up job ads and all of those type of things. Now, my people that I coach and mentor, I actually gave them a copy of my ebook called Hiring Your Ace Team, where I talked them through all the exact places where I recruit for my private practice, and I gave them scripts and templates that they can copy and that they can use. But guess what? That is not the final answer to this problem, because a lot of people are recruiting in exactly the same places. What sets a successful recruitment approach apart from an unsuccessful recruitment approach is the messaging that goes with the branding that accompanies the recruitment. And unfortunately, a lot of people just don't have the time to put in the effort to get this right. As a result, I've made it my mission to ensure that the people in my Private Practice Success Academy puts aside the time in the month of December to actually do this. So in December, we're going to work through what I refer to as the foundations for brightness of future. And it sounds very general, it sounds very vague, but it's because we start general and vague and then get really specific. But I want you to think about it in the following light. So, and if you've been to my one-day workshops when I was still doing those back in the day, you would know that I talk about this analogy about being on a bus, right? So if you have a group private practice, you are like the bus driver. And on this bus, you've got team members, you've got admin team members, and you've got clinical team members. So currently, a lot of people are struggling with getting new team members onto the bus, especially clinical team members. So when I say clinical, I'm referring to clinicians, people that actually sit in sessions, that are registered psychologists, OTs, speech pathologists, social workers, dietitians, whatever the type of allied health discipline is. So those are clinicians, right? So that's clinical team. Big struggle getting people on the bus, all right, which we need to address. And then compounding this issue, this capacity, team capacity issue, is the fact that a lot of practices are struggling with keeping those people that's already on the bus on the bus. Yes, sometimes as practice owners, we need to push people off the bus if we've hired when we are desperate and those people are no longer a good fit. But we also want to make sure that we don't take for granted the people that's already on the bus, right? We want to retain those guys. And looking at the brightness of future, knowing how to position that in your messaging, your marketing, and your branding for team is important, not only for attracting the right caliber, the right fit of people into your current practice And of course, ensuring the practice culture that you've worked on, but also ensuring that those people already in the practice want to stay here, right? Because everybody gets bored. Everybody gets to that place where they go, I think it's time for a new challenge. You know, everybody needs continued growth. So it's also about how do we keep our current team engaged? And both of those things are important in order to ensure that you have the team capacity at your practice in order for you to service the clients that's sitting on that darn wait list that's keeping you up at night. Okay, let's be honest. If you're anything like me, that's the worst thing to have is a wait list, because it's people sitting on a piece of paper or in an Excel spreadsheet or in a CRM that's not getting the help that they need. And we are here to make a difference. We are here to help people, and that's just not okay. So as a practice owner, you need to make the time to get your own clarity on where are we going? What is this destination? When last did I remind the people on the bus where we're going? Do they actually have a really great picture of what this destination looks like? Now, I'm all for surprise destinations. Actually, I'm not. I'm actually, if I'm totally honest, I like surprises, but not destination surprises. When I'm going to a destination, I want to freaking know where I'm going, because I don't want to know what to pack, right? Maybe I'm a female. I'm sure there's people that would love to just, you know, rock up to the airport, get a flight, a ticket, you know, once COVID is done, somewhere and not know where they're going. That is not me. What if I need mozzie spray? What if I need sunscreen or my bathers or heels? I don't know. Those things are important, right? But similarly, the people that's on the private practice bus with you, they want to freaking know where they're going, right? A psychologist can do psychology anywhere. Why do they need to do it with you? Why do they need to be on your bus? Because your bus is going somewhere specifically. Your bus is going this way. Somebody else's bus is going that way. Another bus is going that way. You need to make sure that your team know where they're going, because you want them to actively choose on a regular basis and make that re-decision that this is the right bus to be on. I don't even have to look at these other freaking buses, because where this bus is going, that's where I want to be. And that's why it's so important for you as a practice owner to know what that destination is. But that's only one part of it. Whilst we're on the bus and we're going through the ups and downs and the hills and the, you know, maybe even a tire broke and, you know, all of those little stops and challenges along the way, you need to be able to build that team culture as you go through that, right? That's where brightness of future is so, so important. And you need to know what those values are, and that culture stuff is so, so freaking important. All of that needs attention. If you want a private practice where you have team capacity allowing you to service your clients, you need to look at all those things. And in December, we're going to be doing all of that within the Private Practice Success Academy. And we're going to follow that up in January, but with really looking at, okay, now that I've got the applications coming in, how do I make the right decision? And how do I make the right offer? And how do I get people to come and join me on this bus? And that's going to be January. So really for the month of December and January, we're going to have a huge, huge focus on recruitment. It is my goal that the people in the PPS Academy are going to be recruiting people as soon as possible, and not any person, the right fit. And we're going to do this well, and we're going to lay those foundations by getting that clarity and focus that's going to see them through the rest of 2021. See, if you want to be a part of this exciting process, if you know that you need this content, this knowledge, and even the commitment and accountability that comes with being part of the PPSA, then please feel free to reach out. All the details of how to do that is either below or at the top or somewhere in the post, wherever we use this video, as we would love to see whether you are a good fit for the Academy. Now, I'll say this, the Academy is not for everybody. It is not for solo private practice owners. This is a business and coaching. It's really business school for allied health professionals, but for allied health professionals that want to grow a group private practice. If you are solo private practice and you know that you want to expand your practice within the next 3 months, most certainly you're a good fit. If you are in solo private practice and that is your jam, that's what you want to do, then we are not for you. For the Academy, it is a group of private practice owners that wants to grow and scale their team, their clients, and their impact. So do reach out. Would love to have a conversation and see whether we are a good fit for one another, and we can go from there. All right, gonna love and leave you until I see you again. Remember, all you need to do is say yes to your very own ultimate level 5 private practice. That's the ultimate one, level 5. And I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.